This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how you doing this week?
Tom, I'm amped.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, that's a guitar lick that plays after
It was worth bringing the guitar in for that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took a while to set up.
Took hours to set up, but it was all worth it for that.
Yeah. It was creating a great lick.
A wall of sound.
Yeah. For my amped.
So why are you amped? Lick.
Oh, no. Just normal stuff.
We're both very excited, but then both, like, forgot where we were at the same time.
Yeah, well, we did our classic setting up the guitar bit.
Uh-huh. Which everybody loves. It gets a big reaction.
Every single time.
Yeah.
The
guitar bit.
Yeah. It's like, no, not now.
Oh, come on. We've done it enough.
All right, fine. We'll do it. And then as soon as we finish it. Yeah. But then it's kind of like... Yeah, and we've done it so many times, it's on autopilot.
Right,
and if you're not ready to jump into the next thing, you just kind of shut down.
Yep, it's the way my brain works.
Yeah. I'm amped this week, Tom, because it's springtime in New York. Just kidding, it's terrible outside.
Well, it's just a lot of rain. Feels like we're living in goddamn Seattle.
Exactly.
90 Seattle out there.
Is it
still rain in Seattle nowadays, or is that just the 90s?
I imagine it's still pretty much the same. It rains there. Was Blind Melon from... I got distracted. Was Blind Melon from Seattle?
I believe so.
Because they were complaining about no rain.
Yeah. Well, probably like the couple of days out of a year that it doesn't rain there.
Yeah, there's some melon heads right now that are like, no, you idiot, they're from San Francisco, which makes more sense,
no,
right?
It's sarcastic.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he starts to complain when there is no rain.
Yeah.
Why would you do that if you live in Seattle?
I was reading a thing that they haven't had, like, a sunny day in Seattle since October. Or at least, like, a day without some clouds.
That's everywhere.
That's not everywhere.
A day without some clouds never happens.
Yeah, it does. You can have a clear day and a clear night.
Tom, call me the next day. That there, you do not observe one cloud in the sky for 24 hours.
Oh, Tim, I can't believe so quickly you've forgotten September 11th. It was very clear that day. There were no clouds in the sky.
I mean, yeah.
Wow. You said you'd never forget, Tim, but here you are.
I don't like this line of... Let's go back to the guitar bit.
Okay.
Hey.
Oh, there it is.
Tom, I saw something on the subway the other day that... excited me so much.
Okay.
But alas, I am a coward and therefore could not learn anything more.
All right. Well, lay it on us then.
Okay. I'll set the scene. It's like 8:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
The N train.
Okay.
New York City.
The N train. The last train. End of the line.
No, N.
Oh, N train.
As in Nancy.
Okay.
The Nancy train.
Of course, you were on it.
Now, what? You're
burned.
You're a textbook bully.
Burned so bad.
Anyway, there was a man, a civilian, I will say.
Okay.
Just a regular guy like you or me, with a hand truck.
All right.
Piled on that hand truck were two. Cardboard boxes.
All right.
No more than the boxes that you'd keep like reams
ordinary
of paper.
Boxes.
No, I just want to give you the size.
Okay.
So, you know when you have office paper and they come in a box.
Yeah. So each one is about that size box.
Yeah. Not like wondering.
Two of the dimensions were matched the size of a standard sheet of paper.
No, that's not what I meant at all.
Oh, okay.
You know, in an office, I know it's been a long time since you've had an office job.
Uh-huh.
Since you've come into that inheritance.
Uh-huh.
But the box that holds the reams of paper.
Yeah, two dimensions of that.
It's not the size of paper because it holds two like columns of paper.
Oh, side by side?
Yeah.
Oh, I never worked in that fancy of an office.
Yeah, well, do big business where I'm at.
Yeah, geez. A lot of paper.
Yeah. So anyways, mm-hmm. as the kids say, what was in these boxes? I couldn't see. They were made of cardboard, but written on the outside.
Makes sense.
A small golden arches. And the words McGriddles.
So these were boxes full of McGriddles.
Yeah, that I could only assume.
McDonald's McGriddles, the breakfast sandwich.
The breakfast treat at McDonald's. That the way that they are delivered to...
Via Subway?
Well, no. These things should never see the inside of a Subway train.
No, they should never see the light of day.
They should come right from Hamburger University, right from McDonald Land, probably.
Yeah, no, Hamburger University is not where the food comes from. It's where the talent comes from.
Exactly. They're delivered to the graduates of Hamburger University at all the various McDonald's locations,
right?
Wherever they may be. What I'm wondering is, where did this guy get these two boxes of unmade McGriddles? Because like he had to bring them home, and like the other thing was, what component of the McGriddle is in there? Is it what determines the McGriddle?
What makes a McGriddle a McGriddle?
Exactly, Tim.
Oh, yeah, Comrade Tim's here.
My guess, and this is like I was shy because I should have just walked up to this man and been like, hey. Look, no judgments. I think what you're doing here is great. So, like, look, I'm not a narc. I'm cool. You can tell me, what's the deal with these McGriddles? But before you say that, answer me this. What's actually in there? Is it just the, like,
stuffed
tops and pancake? Because, like, that's the innovation that makes a McGriddle
Because they're using the sausage that they use on McMuffins in the McGriddle, right?
Exactly. If you had to steal something from McDonald's to make a McGriddle, that's the thing. Because you can get an egg and sausage and cheese on your own time.
Right.
Pal.
Yeah. And you can replicate that good enough, but you can't replicate the McGriddle.
Oh, that's injected
bread.
With syrup.
Yeah.
There's little packets.
There's McGriddles. I've only had like a handful of McGriddles in my life. But McGriddles are the only thing that I've ever eaten where I'm like, oh, I get how addiction works. Because if there were just like a table of McGriddles in front of me, I would just keep eating them till I was dead. They're so good. They're too good. That's why I've only had them a few times.
Yeah, I had like kind of an opposite.
They're not delicious, but there's something like I think they have opium in them or something.
It was the only food I've ever eaten that it hurt going down because, like, I don't know if it was a psychological thing, but, like, as I could feel it going all the way down my throat and just, like, oh, no, this is going to kill me. Yeah. Like, this will be how I die. Like, it's absolutely...
Pancake bread, syrup bread.
Yeah. With
cause
all,
of death,
with all the
syrup
fixings.
Bread.
So do you think this guy, like, pulled a heist at a McDonald's? Do you think...
Who's gonna do a getaway in a Subway?
If you have a hand truck, you can get pretty far in this town.
Yeah, you know what? I almost stole a bunch of soda recently just because it was a crime of opportunity.
Where was that?
It was
the convenience store.
No, they just had it out.
you could open the refrigerator yourself there and serve yourself. It was crazy.
No, Tim, you know that I live next door to a supermarket.
Yeah, what's the address again?
And the supermarket had the Coke truck was outside delivering the Coke.
And this, straight from the source.
Yeah, and this rube left all the doors open of the truck.
Honeypot situation. It was a setup. You were right to keep walking.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, Tom.
I mean, ultimately, it was a lot of decisions about, like, you know, morals and ethics never came into it. It was more of a, like, well, how much soda can I really carry?
Yeah.
But, you know, it was right next to my apartment, so it was like a pretty quick getaway. There was only like maybe 100 yards where you had the chance to catch me.
Yeah, but the downside to that is that they know where you are.
That's
now.
True. Like, I mean, there are cameras outside the supermarket, which I'm sure extend to my front door.
Yeah.
And I'm in that supermarket like once or twice a day. So
yeah.
To steal maybe $10 worth of soda probably wouldn't have been worth it.
Yeah. Well, I applaud your very adult decision not to steal
soda,
which you could easily afford.
Yeah.
And Tom, let's be honest, the Coca-Cola people have been nothing but good to you.
Yeah, they've given me Coca-Cola, which I love to drink.
Yeah.
And also Diet Coke and Coke Zero, which is really my favorite. Not my favorite to drink. Coca-Cola is my favorite to drink, but you can't drink that.
Sure.
Every day.
It's my understanding special that treat. Corporation murdered a bunch of people in South America to bust up unions or something, but like you keep doing what you're doing, Tom.
Hey,
I'm sure it's
I'm just
delicious
about
sugar
Coca-Cola
water.
USA.
So the McGriddles.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is,
could you tell that the box was cold?
No.
Did it have any frost on it? Was it emitting? Because
no,
yeah,
but
keep
I don't
those
know. I was. I don't know. I should have just talked to this man.
Yeah.
But I was, alas, too afraid. But
think about how afraid that man was if he was stealing them.
Well, here's the thing: is it kind of the thing where like one of those boxes should never be on the subway? Like, could I have made a citizen's arrest?
Yeah.
Brought him to the
Constable
Big Mac? Is it Constable Big Mac?
I think it's Constable Big Mac.
Yeah. I'd be a hero.
Yeah. My guess would be that a McDonald's ran out of McGriddles and had to transfer them from one McDonald's to another.
Yeah, but you should be able to do that without getting on a subway. There's enough McDonald's in this town that like you can call one that's in walking distance.
Not necessarily.
Also, I think you can steal anything in New York if you have a hand truck.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
absolutely.
Just like, yeah. Who's going to question it? Oh, no. What do you think? I was just walking around with this hand truck to steal things.
Yeah.
I'm on the clock, buddy. Keep moving.
I don't think a McDonald's could get something from one McDonald's to another in New York City via car. Like, I don't think they have McDonald's
I'm
cars.
Is if you're on 6th Avenue and 23rd uh-huh. Street, and you run out of McGriddle buns.
Yeah.
You don't have to call like down to the freaking Soho location.
Yeah. Well,
you
maybe
could just call the one on 6th and like 26th.
Yeah, but what if that one was like, listen, we're running low. We don't have any to spare.
You think
it's all about having, as a man who's worked in a retail store, it's all about how much he got to spare. When another store calls you and they're like, hey, we're out of this. Do you have this? And you're like, yeah, I got some, man, but look, I don't want to give all mine to you, then I'll be in your situation.
Yeah,
you got to find a place that's flush with them, and that's probably what this was.
Well, then why wasn't this man in uniform, or at least a clown costume?
Because you're not going to wear it. Look, because they're probably like, hey, you got to get off the fries. You got to bring McDonald's stuff from one McDonald's all the way to another.
Yeah.
He's probably like, well, I'm not going to wear the uniform while I'm doing that.
It wasn't that much that he couldn't hop in a cab.
What even? Well, they're not going to pay for it. You think McDonald's has the margins to pay for a cab, Tim?
Well, he had to bring that hand truck down the stairs and stuff.
Yeah, they don't care. That's still, it's cheaper
that's
to pay.
That's outside of the purview of the guy who has been hired to make fries.
It's cheaper to pay one man minimum wage to get him out, even if he has to walk him there and it takes an hour.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty sweet gig because everybody would probably be like, hey, McGriddles,
hey,
what's up, McGriddles?
Hey,
I love this
man.
Guy. Yeah.
No way. You'd have to be armed. I'd insist
like
on having a
canyon of heroes.
No, I'd insist on being armed if I was going to have that job because anyone could have just taken them. That's probably why he wasn't wearing the uniform either. You know, attract less attention.
Yeah, it's true.
You see a guy wearing a McDonald's uniform with a on the subway with a hand truck full of boxes, you'd be like, oh, well, what's he got here? Maybe he's got Happy Meal toys in those boxes. Maybe I can steal those and flip them.
I don't think you can flip Happy Meal toys, but you would know a lot better than I would.
I'm sure you can on eBay.
You know what would be better if it was full of freaking Big Mac sauce?
Yeah, well, they're selling that in Canada. We can't talk about that here, Tim. That's all for our
our premium subscribers.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, anything you're transporting. I knew somebody in high school that worked for McDonald's, and when he left, he was so proud, he stole a thing of root beer syrup. It's like, well, what the hell are you going to do with a gigantic industrial root beer syrup? It needs to be combined with water, and it needs to be watered down itself. It's got like a proprietary connector. And why are you stealing root beer syrup instead of Coca-Cola?
Well, root beer is better than Coca-Cola, Tom.
Yeah, but I don't think it was even like A&W. It's just like generic root beer syrup. It's like, mm-hmm. Well, you can just go to the supermarket and buy generic root beer.
Or you can steal it.
If you're going to steal anything from McDonald's, don't steal drinks.
Steal something McDonald's specific, everybody. Yeah. Jesus.
I mean, especially, yeah. Oh, I could think of a million. I'd steal. There's no limit to what I would steal from a McDonald's.
We need to get some hand trucks.
Yeah.
And finally do this thing. We've been talking about it for years, Tom. Yeah.
And we'll get a cab. We won't risk going on the subway.
Yeah. Well, all right.
We'll split a cab.
What are your top three things? What should we get in our heist? I'm saying definitely the Mac sauce.
Yeah. Well, because the Mac sauce is going to keep, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you steal some burger patties, you got to keep those in the freezer
forever.
And the
other thing is, like, I don't want to eat those burger patties.
Yeah. Well, you're a vegetarian nowadays,
but
so
even,
it's different
even,
for you.
But even so, like, I'll buy finer meat than that, thank you very much. If I'm going to have to make it myself, like, I'll spend a little extra money.
You know what, though? After Big Mac sauce, I would steal chicken nuggets.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Because, again, I feel like those are very easy to prepare at home. With a fryer.
Yeah.
And very specific taste.
Then I would also, yeah, you're right, mm-hmm. But like I feel like you'd also need to get, and hear me out on this, I know what you're going to say, but a
barbecue
bunch of the
sauce?
Barbecue sauce.
Oh, yeah, no,
I know.
I'm with you.
Well, you know what? It's not out there anymore. It used to be out there. You could take as many packets as you want.
Oh,
certain
what?
Franchises.
Wait
got
a minute. I've never
oh,
seen that.
Oh, when you were a kid?
No, I
oh,
never saw
you
that.
You missed out, or you were going to the bad side of town.
Yeah, I guess I was going to the bad McDonald's.
Yeah,
not the McDonald's where they trust you.
Serve yourself, my friend.
No, I mean
the barbecue, the sweet and sour, right out there.
Oh, I do in like the pickup area, right?
Yeah,
yeah, I do remember this.
It was
fairly short lived, I think.
I know, but like, I mean, I think that's what they're talking about when they're trying to make America great again.
Oh,
let's
I'd
get,
sign
back
on for
to
that.
A, yeah, get back yeah, to a time where we could just serve ourselves.
Serve yourself, McDonald's barbecue sauce. But yeah, I'm on board. Make America great again.
Tommy.
Yeah.
This week is a good one.
Do you say so?
This topic, I think you're going to like it a lot. It's about comics. It's about comic books, Tom.
Uh-huh.
You love comic books.
I do love comic books.
So here, I'm offering... to do a deep dive into your favorite thing, comic books.
Well, this is interesting, Tim, because I'm a big comic book. Sorry, I'm breaking down. Comic books guy.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
And a big CW television channel.
Yeah, what
guy.
Does CW stand for?
Stands for CBS Warner Brothers, I believe.
Okay, that makes sense.
But there is a show that I do not watch that you do watch religiously.
I watch it religiously, kind of foolishly.
Uh-huh.
I decided upon seeing a Subway advertisement for this program.
Just say, I mean, people know it's Riverdale.
Yeah.
They've seen the
yeah,
title.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, they know what it's about. And I was like, they're making a sexy Archie?
Yeah.
I'm on board. And not just a sexy Archie. A sexy
Archie
everybody.
And the gang.
Yeah, Archie and the gang. Guess what? the gang is here, and the gang is all sexy, and they're all having sex with each other.
Yeah, deal with it, you idiots.
Yeah, you prudes. It's 2017. Archie
needs to get laid.
Yeah, Archie and Betty and Veronica and Jughead,
mm-hmm.
the whole gang. Tom, yeah. turns out
mm-hmm.
this show is more than just sexy teens. There's murder.
Oh, the sexiest type of crime.
Yeah. So there's murder.
Mm-hmm.
There's Archie in the gang, so you know there's going to be burgers.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be a boy in a crown just being wacky.
Isn't that Jughead?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You got it all.
Say Jughead.
I know. There's intrigue. There's murder. Did I mention all this?
Yeah.
The murder mystery. It's really hot here. Anyway.
It's not hot here. You just keep mentioning murder.
Tom, do you feel like everybody knows what Archie comics are?
Yes and no.
Right. So basically, it started in the 40s.
Mm-hmm. A long time ago.
Yeah. And it was just like an all-American boy and his all-American friends. And it was this squeaky clean thing. They live in this town called Riverdale. They wear sweaters. They mm-hmm. go to the dance. And everything's just kind of like... But there's a whole big cast of characters, Tom.
Yeah.
There's Archie.
Mm-hmm.
He's an all-American boy.
This was like a teen drama comedy back before they made things for teens.
Right.
When all they did was make comic books for anyone under 18, you got comic books. Once you turn 18, you have to join the army.
Right.
To go fight in a war.
Yeah. And you could bring your Archie comics to war with you, I think.
If you were 18.
If you were 18?
Right.
Yeah. So there's Archie. Mm-hmm. He's a redheaded boy. And he's just kind of like, hey, I'm a goober, but like a benign goober. Like, everybody likes me.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's got these two ladies that are always after him.
Yeah.
Betty,
mm-hmm.
who is a blonde lady.
Yeah.
And Veronica, who's this
brunette lady.
Dark-haired, like, vixen, kind
right.
of, right? And there's Jughead, who mm-hmm. eats hamburgers and is goofy.
Well, and Betty's like the girl next door, right?
Yeah.
That's what the dynamic is.
Tom, she's quite literally the girl next door. Veronica's like a rich girl.
She lives next door to me?
Yeah.
No, I told you, the supermarket's next door. So the supermarket's kind of my Betty.
Yeah, that's true. Or, like, I guess the thing, not the building, but the things within. Maybe the Coca-Cola is your Betty.
Yeah, I go for that.
Yeah. There's
frequently lust after soda.
There's Moose, who's a big dumb jock.
Mm-hmm.
There's Reggie, who's apparently some sort of prankster.
Okay.
I
used to always get Reggie confused with Jughead. They look similar, right?
Yeah, and they're both kind of pranksters.
Mm-hmm.
Jughead likes food a lot. One time I bought a Jughead digest at the supermarket when I was like 13.
Because you couldn't, you're like, I can't be bothered to read the whole thing. Just give me the digest.
No. It was just like, it was a compendium of like Jughead comics. Like, it was Archie comics, but like the star of each one was Jughead.
Right.
And one of them was called Cream Dream. But it was just about him eating like pastries.
They sold this at the supermarket?
Yeah, they did. And I was like, this is, and then it was like, no, he had a dream and he dreamt about eating like donuts and Boston cream pies.
Okay.
I don't know. There's also a bunch of other good stories. And all the other
bunch of other good stories. I mean, that didn't sound like it was that good of a story, to be
yeah,
honest.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't. I just kind of explained the premise, but he falls asleep.
The premise. Tim, you're not adding
I wasn't going beat by beat in the story. I'm telling you. I'll recommend it if you need to. Jughead Digest number whatever, the one with Cream Dream in it. Get it.
They probably still sell it at the supermarket?
Yeah, maybe. I think they must have published like, 80,000
Archie's
volumes of this, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I always used to get Archie confused with Bazooka Joe. Because yeah, it was old, uh-huh. It was all old shitty comics.
Yeah, it was all just like old, and when you'd read it, like your grandparents would be like, oh, this is great, and then you'd be like, I don't know, nothing really happens in this.
Yeah, but it's just kind of like, that's what life was like.
Yeah, that was before people were transforming into things and avenging.
Yeah. So anyway, mm-hmm. they've kept up with the times. But everybody's always kind of like, yeah, but not really, right? But like they a few years ago, they introduced an openly gay high school student.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Kevin. That's Kevin Keller.
Okay.
They didn't even give him like Archie, Jughead. Like,
was it a new character or was it a character that they retroactively?
I believe it was a new character.
Okay.
And then they brought in Cheryl Blossom and Jason Blossom in the early 80s.
Okay.
Who were like, they were also redheads, but they were like meaner redheads than, you know how there's like redheads that are like, hey, gingers, but then there's like redheads that are like, oh, these people are like psychopaths.
Tim, this is you're trying to explain like, oh, they became much more inclusive. They introduce a gay character and they also introduce the idea of mean redheads.
Oh, yeah. No, but what I mean, yeah. Well, that was in the early 80s.
Okay.
And it was like the age of greed. So like they were kind of like bad kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like they were...
Were they rich?
Yeah, because they were the kids of a software developer.
Okay.
This was all very timely in 1983, like the rich.
1983, yeah, that's very, they're ahead of the...
Yeah, but then they got rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Get this, because they were too sexy for Archie comics.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they got rid of them, but then they brought them back later.
They were too sexy. Is that really what they...
that's what I've heard, Tom.
Okay.
Or like they introduced, like...
Were they always nude?
No, they were just like, they didn't fit in Riverdale.
Okay.
Kind of got,
were too edgy.
Yeah, too edgy. Maybe okay. Too sexy was
right.
Was not the correct, choice of words. So anyway, they made Jughead asexual in mm-hmm. the comic, like, and that's canon.
Somewhat recently, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had Lena Dunham write a whole bunch of issues.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say they made Lena Dunham a character. I was like, would be just confusing to
let's
people.
Let's be honest. If she's writing it, like at least three of the characters speak verbatim in her voice.
Right.
Not a strong writer, that Lena Dunham. I don't have fine with Lena Dunham. She seems fine. She's a great friend of mine, Tom. She's from Brooklyn. She's one of the girls.
She's not from Brooklyn.
I don't know. That's what the girls are leading me to believe.
All right.
It's really hot in here.
It's not
hot
in here.
I should just take off my sweater,
I think. No, I mean, don't take anything off, Tim. And all of a sudden, we'll get letters saying there's a character too sexy in our podcast.
Okay. So fast forward to 2017, they're like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take Archie and the gang.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put them in modern times.
2016.
I mean, it started in 2017.
Did it?
It started airing. Tom, who's the goddamned Riverdale expert here?
Well, I mean, when did they start producing it, though?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, when did I see
the poster in the subway?
It was on my way to a Christmas party, actually, so that was 2016. But it hadn't started yet. It was like starting in 2017.
Were you like late to the Christmas? I gotta write this down.
I did write it down. I took
sexy
a picture
Archie.
Of it. Well, I just wanted to see what because I was like, there's no way they're gonna pull this off. It's kind of like, they say it's a little bit like Twin Peaks.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit like the OC.
Mm-hmm.
I say it's a lot like Friday Night Lights.
Ah.
But they're trying to like bring it all in, like just a mashup of like youth and teen culture from all eras. Like Luke Perry plays Archie's dad. Did you know this?
Yeah, he's a perpetual teen.
Right.
He plays a teen on the show. Plays Archie's teen dad.
He plays Archie. Archie's dad, Archie. It's very confusing. No, Tom, he plays Fred Andrews.
Okay. Fred Andrews in the comics was not like a Luke Perry type. He was like a dad type.
Yeah, well, he's Archie's dad.
And where's Archie's mom?
Unclear. I think they're divorced. They're separated.
Unclear? Did they ever mention?
They might have.
Okay.
All right, well, here. Should we go through the main cast first?
Yeah, sure.
There's Archie Andrews.
All right.
He is the captain of the football team, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
He's a redhead.
He's not a natural redhead in the show, right?
No, and it like is you can't make a non-redhead into like a light ginger redhead and make it not look weird. But
no,
he's a muscle man.
Well, he's a muscle man.
Well, he's a muscular man.
Okay. Okay.
So he's there. He also plays very sweet. He writes guitar songs.
Cool.
And sings. And he's like, you know, like a very emotional kind of. I was going to sing some of it, but I don't even know any of the songs.
And he's like, Betty, why you gotta live next door?
Yeah, but it's like Snow Patrol or something. Or are they a piano band? I don't know. You know what I mean.
I have literally no idea
what
you mean.
It's like 2007 pop emo acoustic kind of, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right, anyway, so you got him.
Who does he play these for? He's in a band?
No. Well, guess what?
What?
Josie and the Pussycats are a band in town, and they're the hottest band.
I know they're a band in town, Tim.
Yeah, and they're the hottest band around, led by...
Around Riverdale.
Yeah. Josie McCoy, her mom is...
the real McCoy.
Robin Givens in the show.
Oh, really?
And she's the mayor.
Wow, this show's got star power.
Yeah, she's the mayor.
Okay, is that canon?
What?
That Josie's mom is the mayor?
Freaking is now.
All right.
But, and she's got the Pussycats... Mm-hmm. And they're like they stick together, Tom, Josie and the Pussycats.
Because
like Archie tried to get in there and be like, hey, can you help me
out?
And they're like, well, he wanted to like collaborate with them, and they were very proprietary about each other's like time and stuff. It's like you can't be, and they're a rock band, but none of them ever play their instruments. Really, it's mostly just like synths that are playing. But,
I was
like,
gonna say, where's EDM in all this, Tim?
It's not EDM, but it's.
Is that gonna be coming?
It's not EDM, but it's pretty hip, Tom. I think you'll be happy with it. So then you got Betty Cooper, the girl next door, the true hero of our story. Hey, if anybody's listening, don't worry. I'm not gonna spoil anything. Well, I'll spoil probably most of it. So anyway, you got Betty Cooper.
Okay.
She's next door. She's
next door the whole show. She never comes over?
Well, wherever whatever building Archie's in at any time, she makes sure that she's in the adjacent building or the next building over.
The perennial girl next door.
Yeah. She pines for Archie. Mm-hmm. But Archie's like, ugh. And it turns
out... How do
we
know she's pining? Does she...
She's telling everybody who'll listen.
Does she tell Archie?
Yeah, she does. We first are introduced to her when she's telling Kevin Keller, the openly gay high school student who has to be like, oh yeah, well he got hot. And then the two of them look at the muscular
Archie
through the window from next door.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
The establishes
this all
everything
checks
right
out,
there.
Yeah. There's Veronica. She's the rich girl that comes to town. Her dad's like a Bernie Madoff type.
Ah. So he made off with somebody's money.
Yeah, exactly. She...
So is he like... is the dad in the show or is he in jail?
He's
or
in jail. Ah. So she and her mom, Hermione, have to run
from
back...
from Harry Potter.
Yeah, but it's not. It's just some older brunette lady. And she's got some weird dealings, but Veronica is very sassy, and she talks like Wikipedia or something.
What does
she
that
talks
even mean?
Like she's like a Snapchat lady.
Tim, none of these words mean anything. She talks like Wikipedia. She's like a Snapchat lady.
She's very
you
sassy.
You sound like a 98-year-old man.
Try to understand Archie. It's very hard. It's the youths.
There's Veronica. Oh, I had a question about Veronica. I forget what. Oh, is she like so she's like from the big city?
Yeah, New York City, Tom, the Big Apple.
Oh, wow. So New York is canon in Archie.
Yeah.
Where is Riverdale? What state? Is it like Springfield where you never really know?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I don't spend too much time on the geography. There's all these,
sexy murders happening.
Yeah, exactly. Then you got Jughead Jones.
Mm-hmm.
He's played by Cole Sprouse of Zach and Cody make
jail.
A ship. Yeah. What is it?
No, they live on a ship. The Sweet Life.
Yeah. And he was also the little boy Ross's son in Friends.
Yeah.
And also the movie Big Daddy, he pees on a building.
He is the little boy to the Big Daddy.
Yeah, he is not the father. He's the son.
Yeah, the little daddy.
Yeah. The proverbial little daddy.
Yeah.
So he's there.
So quite a pedigree from him.
So this is another man. It's Cole Sprouse's return to acting, Tom.
Where was he? What was he up to?
He was, I think, living on a ship.
No, I think that was the show. No, I don't think that was.
I thought that he liked it so much that he just was like, I'm a seafaring man now.
There was the Sweet Life of Zack and Cody where they lived in a hotel.
And then there was a Sweet Life Overboard or something.
Yeah, or like out to sea.
Yeah. It was the same show, just set on a ship this time.
I assume.
Yeah, I assume too.
It seems like, you know what though? You know what I would think? That seems like the kind of change that they make where they're like, look, we're going to fire everyone else on the show except for the two stars. Yeah. So we got to be like, no, it's a different show. It makes me think of Saved by the Bell when they had the summer season where it's like, where's Kelly?
Oh,
where
yeah.
It's like, oh, Kelly's not here because everybody's at the beach now.
Yeah.
This is now a beach show for a little while.
Why did they do that? That must have been, everybody just wanted to go to the beach, huh?
Yeah. Even if it was just a Hollywood soundstage. Now they shot a lot on location.
Come on, man. Yeah. Stacey Carosi.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't mean
that
they
proves
shot
everything.
She was a titular outdoor girl.
Yeah. Jughead, he and Archie begin the series. They're former friends, Tom.
Oh. Jughead, there's been a wedge.
And Jughead's a man with a dark soul.
Well, that sounds true of the comics.
He mostly sitting at the diner. I forget what the diner's called.
Mm-hmm.
But like the diner only exists at night, I think. And
cool.
He's always in there and he's lit weird and he's the one, he's like narrating it through his writing.
Uh-huh.
Like he's like a Kerouac type or something.
Okay. He's on LiveJournal or something typing this.
No, he's writing by hand.
Wow.
Yeah, because like that's what the cool kids do now.
It's very introspective for like a 16-year-old.
Yeah. I mean, everybody here is like 25 to 32. Playing these teens.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's a weird thing, the suspension of disbelief around, like, teen shows. Because anytime you see, like, a real teenager in real life, you're like, no, that's like
a
toddler.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that person could be no older than 10. It's like, no, it's a 17-year-old. You're like, no, I don't think so.
It's almost like we should not be sexualizing teenagers by having very attractive 20 and 30 somethings playing them, because that would like mess up the whole culture.
Yeah,
but who knows?
Nah, but if anything, that just makes real teenagers disappointing.
We will quick.
This episode of The Complete Guide to Everything is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tim, you ever have something you really need to get off your chest?
Constantly, Tom.
Constantly? Just walking around, you want to tell people you hate them or you love them or you know where the treasure is buried.
Interesting you went negative first, but yeah, no, there's
a
lot of things.
I said love second, and then the treasure, that's also
the
positive.
Treasure is the wild card.
It could be good or it could be bad. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. As everybody knows, we're big proponents of therapy on this podcast.
Love it.
We think it's something anyone can benefit from. It's not just people who've been through traumatic experiences or going through a rough patch. Even if you're doing good, maybe you can do better. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/completeguide today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/completeguide.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Tom.
Yeah.
Ready to act like a human being again?
Hey, no. But continue anyway.
So the series begins, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm only going to spoil the pilot and probably the next six or seven episodes, however many more aired to this point. But jump on now. It's great. Oh, you know what Betty's mom is named?
What?
Alice Cooper.
Wait, what?
Well, it's Betty Cooper.
Uh-huh.
And her mom's name is Alice.
But it's not the Alice Cooper.
No, it's just some lady, but it's a mean lady.
Oh, like Alice Cooper.
Yeah, well, Betty's mom is mad. Well, look, here I am. I'm getting too amped up.
Betty and Veronica's moms have a history.
Yeah, kind of. And it has to do with Archie's dad, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like history repeating itself.
Tom, the series starts with a murder.
Okay. Whoa.
So
that's not what I expect from Archie at all.
No. And it's this guy, Tom, mm-hmm. Jason Blossom, the mean redhead.
He's the one who did the murder?
No, he's the one who got the murder done to him.
Oh, no, for being too sexy.
We don't know, Tom.
We don't know for sure, but put it up on the board.
Oh, yeah, definitely. like front and center in the board, right?
Uh-huh.
On the board, if you will. He was murdered in a boat, or perhaps near a boat in the water.
What was the cause?
Well, at first you're like, man, he must have drowned.
Yeah, because water. That's what look at all this water. Water, water everywhere. This man must have drowned.
Exactly. And that's what his sister Cheryl Blossom, mm-hmm. twin sister, by the way,
mm-hmm.
says to the cops. We were on a boat together.
Mm-hmm.
The boat capsized. I got out, and he drowned.
And he stayed in the boat.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he did get, because like she's a mean redhead, Tom. Mm-hmm. She's not one of the nice ones.
Right.
So she's all distraught, but she's also if Veronica Lodge,
mm-hmm.
if you think she's a walking Snapchat, whoo, Cheryl Blossom is even Snapchattier than she is.
I don't understand what that means.
Yeah, I don't really.
She's
either.
More plugged in to social media.
No, they just talk in a lot of slang.
Oh, okay.
And like a lot of cultural references and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. This is, I don't know. You know, they're mean to everybody.
Veronica's mean too.
Veronica's mean, but like she's kind of got a heart of gold. She's on Betty's side sometimes, but uh-huh. like. Also, Archie kind of has a thing for Veronica. But here's the
thing.
Well,
that was always the interesting dynamic between Betty and Veronica, because they were friends, but then they both also wanted the same guy. So that, you know.
Yeah, but it was also like high school, you know? That's all. That's how it goes. I don't know. I never went to high school, Tom. I went straight to work in the mail.
No, I can tell. Whenever I'm like, oh, can you sign this for me? It's... I almost start crying when I watch you write.
You're allowed so to sad. Sign documents with just an X. It's acceptable.
I know, but a lot of times you insist on trying to write your name, and it's heartbreaking to watch you try.
I spent a lot of time in that mill, Tom. So Jason, boom, dead. Mm-hmm. It's later revealed, or maybe revealed in the beginning. he died of a gunshot wound.
What do you mean later revealed? How hard would it be?
Because get this, Tom.
Uh-huh.
His body isn't found for a while.
Oh, okay.
So Cheryl's out there being like, hey, he drowned. And everybody's like, well, that's all we have to go on. So they're dredging up the thing. They find a boom, a bullet to the head.
Mm-hmm.
Who hears a bullet? Who hears a gunshot?
Who?
Oh, our hero, in quotes, Archie Andrews.
Oh, I thought he said Betty was the hero.
Yeah, that's why I put the hero in quotes.
Oh, I see.
Because
okay.
I said Betty is the real hero.
Right.
And who is who hears a gunshot the morning of the murder?
Archie.
Archie Andrews, while fornicating with his teacher, Miss Grundy.
What? Miss Grundy, the mean old lady?
Guess what?
What?
She's a nice young lady.
Oh, wow. What a twist.
Yeah. Whew. And I looked up the actress that plays her.
Uh-huh.
You know, is supposed to be like this older teacher.
Uh-huh.
But like, she's like, I think like 3 years older than the man who plays Archie.
Uh-huh.
It's like a totally acceptable relationship in the real world.
Right. But not in Archie's world, not in Riverdale. No. Even in Riverdale, the teachers can bang the students.
No, and please don't use that kind of language, Tom.
What? That's they never say that in Archie in Riverdale. They're never like, "Hey, Archie, bang that teacher."
They do. There is some salty language.
Yeah, Tim, I'm just learning from the gang at Riverdale.
That's a lie because you didn't even see it.
I saw the pilot, but I forget what happened.
Well, there was a murder, Tom. Jason Blum was murdered. Jason Blossom.
Okay.
I misread my notes.
Now, did the teacher hear it too?
Yeah. And so Archie's like, "Yo, Miss Grundy, we got to go to the cops about this."
Uh-huh.
And she's like, "No, I'll lose my dang job if right. we go to the cops about this.
And we haven't had sex yet."
They have.
Oh.
Like, I think many times.
Oh, no, but I'm saying in that particular time. Like, did they hear the gunshot and they were like, "We'll look into that later"?
Probably.
Or was it like... Or are they both like,
All right, Tom, stop. Stop whatever you're doing.
No,
whatever your question is, just assume the answer is yes.
Okay.
Okay. Jeepers, creepers. Tom, the Tim, FCC I thought you is going to be all over us on
I
this
I thought
one.
You were prepared for this type of talk now that you've seen Riverdale.
Yeah, no.
I thought this had finally matured
They matured. Who are you, freaking Claire Huxtable? That was the first time I ever heard somebody pronounce it mature.
Yeah, well, this is the second time.
Well, no, I've heard it since. It's just I was young, and I was like, "What did Claire Huxtable just say?" And my brother was just like, "It means mature."
Means mature, you idiot.
Means mature. See? So anyway, let me. What else can I tell you? Moose is there. He's a jock.
All right.
Oh, Archie. Oh. This classic situation, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Archie, captain of the football team, his heart's not in it. He wants to be an emo rock star.
Ah, stories all the time. I knew somebody like that, actually.
Who?
You don't know him.
I know everybody.
No,
you know.
No, you don't know this
we
guy.
We know all the same people, Tom.
There was a guy I didn't even really know that well, but he left football to be a rock and roller.
Hmm. Does that ever work out for anybody?
No.
No, like, I don't know, maybe now. I bet, like, you know that band, like, the Chainsmokers or something? I bet they went somewhere on, like, lacrosse scholarships or something, right?
That makes sense.
Yeah. Look, I don't know.
So Archie and the teacher, they don't tell anybody that they heard a gunshot.
No.
Right.
Well,
you know what, though? How would that even help?
It would put the time of the killing at a very specific point.
But did they even, like, have... They know, like, roughly the time, right? They know, like, the night it happened.
I don't know, Tom. I'm not the sheriff. The sheriff is Kevin Keller's dad. Kevin Keller is the openly gay student who mm-hmm. is friends with...
Betty.
He's actually friends with everybody, kind of. He likes Archie's music. Archie plays his music on the picnic
PA.
Table.
Oh.
Outside when they're hanging outside their school. So
Archie doesn't keep his music a secret.
No. No. He wants it out there.
But so where does he perform? Does he do...
He doesn't. He can't get the connections because the Josie and the Pussycats have the corner on the market because they're the hottest thing in Riverdale.
So there's a big music scene in Riverdale.
It's mostly just one band.
Well,
but
I
everybody
was gonna say,
loves this band and they play every event. And there is an event... Every week in Riverdale.
I was going to say, it sounds like Riverdale's a big music town, but only one musician.
Yeah. Well, three musicians, Tom.
They
Josie
over,
and...
I'm saying as a collective, they've overtaken the market. They've cornered everything.
And with good reason. They're talented.
You said they don't play their own instruments.
They don't play any instruments. It's not like a lot of the songs
are
just a cappella.
It's not that type of band. Oh, it's an well, we all know a lot of towns, the most popular band is an a cappella group.
Well, the most famous band in our town was a barbershop quartet, Tom, as you know.
Yeah, but they were good.
Yeah, they were really good. Yo, you know how all these a cappella groups...
Wait, are you talking about a real thing or is this a
no,
joke?
No, no. Oh, okay. You know how all these a cappella groups... Oh, no, never mind. Never mind.
You were about to say something incriminating.
No. No, I think what I was about to say was like a recurring bit on Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, it's okay.
It's like, oh no, we just recreated the Jimmy Fallon writer's room here. So, another thing about Kevin Keller.
Mm-hmm.
Moose.
Yeah.
The jock.
The jock. The big dumb jock.
Is also secretly at least bisexual because he and Kevin Keller have had some trysts.
Oh,
down.
Yeah, I saw that in the pilot. He gets a you know what, you know where from you know who.
No, who gets what? Where?
Moose
gets a... Yeah, I think I know what, and I think I know who.
In the woods, right?
Where? In the woods. Yeah, you could have said the in the woods part. That's fine.
Was that during the murder?
Might have been during the murder.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't during the murder. No, they're the ones who found the body of Jason Blossom.
Moose and Kevin are.
Yeah.
Now, did they have to explain what they were doing in the woods together in the middle of the night?
No.
Everybody was...
I think
then
they,
why couldn't Archie be like, yeah, and I heard the shot?
I don't want to spoil too much of the... But it wound up not being a thing.
Okay.
And then there's Reggie, who's
right.
just kind of mean to everybody.
Yeah.
He's described as a prankster in mm-hmm. the old comics.
Yeah, I always thought he was kind of a bad guy in the comics.
He was a bad guy.
Yeah.
But you know, he's just straight up like a meanie here.
Okay.
I don't appreciate.
Now is he sexy?
Tom, I got news for you. They're all sexy.
Oh, wow.
Every single one of these people on this show. Each one is sexier than the last.
Not an uggo in the group.
No.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like if they've even made Miss Grundy sexy.
Yeah.
You know, all bets are off.
Tom. Once we're done recording,
mm-hmm.
I'll tell you the truth about Miss Grundy.
Oh wow, I can't wait to hear.
It's a spoiler, and I don't want to.
Right.
You know, I don't want to. Mr. Weatherby is the principal.
Okay. Is he hot?
No, he's just kind of like an older dude.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who is the least attractive person in Riverdale. And unfortunately, I think it might be Mr. Weatherby, but he's such a nice man that I don't
right.
want it to be.
Well,
him.
and even as the most unattractive, it's not that he's unattractive.
No.
It's just in comparison.
Exactly.
There got to be a couple of extras in there that are real dogs.
Why would there be?
Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't know.
I think this is filmed in Hollywood, California, Tom, where you can't swing a stick without hitting a million.
No, it's probably shot in Vancouver. That's where they shoot all the CW shows. Tim, once you get into more CW shows, you'll understand all this.
I don't think so. Tom, I've committed to watching every single one of these episodes.
Uh-huh. Well, you bought them, so you had to.
Yeah, this stinks. You told me that everything's free on the CW.
Yeah. Tim, it's...
I didn't know this. I don't know. I'm not usually plugged into what the teens are watching. Everything was on Snapchat.
First thing, all you need is a dang antenna, Tim. I watch all these shows over...
I'm not going to watch it live.
I watch it live. It's beamed right from the Empire State Building, maybe.
Wow.
I don't think
it is. That's got star power.
No, I think it's beamed from New Jersey. Mm. But I watch...
it's beamed from satellites, Tom.
No, not to my antenna.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And then
it comes all the way from New Jersey, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's where WPIX is, right?
Yeah, but they must have, like, repeaters, right?
I don't think so. I mean, a lot of antennas... I mean, the antenna that I bought is, like, a 50-mile antenna. That's what it says on the box. New Jersey is less than 50 miles away, especially
yeah,
as the
sadly,
crow flies.
Unfortunately, right?
Yeah. Well, I was wondering what that smell was.
Yeah, as the crow that lives in a crappy state flies home to his smelly chittle of home.
Well, all right. Easy. And then
I just hate New Jersey so much.
But then you can get the CW app, Tim, and you get the next day. They got
everything
for free.
Is this some sort of application?
It's an application for... you know, any device you got, you can watch these shows.
Well, here I
am. In the United States, at least. I can't speak for other countries.
I'm writing a check to Jeff Bezos for $25.
Yeah. And he's doing his big laugh all the way to the bank.
Yeah. He cashes those checks immediately.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's a savvy businessman.
He's a miser is what he is, because don't you have enough money, Jeff Bezos?
Yeah, and Tim, where do you think he's getting the shows from? He's just taping them over the air.
He got himself one of those $50 50-mile antennas.
Well, I'll tell you, Tim, I got that antenna from Amazon itself, so I know for a fact that they have them. And they were offering antennas with even better range, and I said, you know what, I don't need that.
Yeah, what am I going to do, resell this for a profit?
Yeah, I said, you know what, I'm just watching this for my own personal entertainment. This isn't a commercial enterprise. I don't need a 200-mile antenna. But Jeff Bezos, he probably does, and then he's taping them. He's cutting out all the commercials because he's saying, nobody gets the money but me.
Yeah.
And then he puts them up on his website, Amazon.com.
He's rubbing his hands together. And then he's got employees massaging his bald head. TCGTE.com/Amazon. Mm-hmm. Do all your shopping through there. We get a cut of that. We sure would appreciate it. It's no extra cost to you.
Yeah, and also my first book is an Amazon exclusive for the next 3 months, where if you're a Prime subscriber, you can get it for free. Anyway.
Yeah, so anyway, Archie and the gang. On a scale of 1 to 5, Tom, I give it 5 stars.
Wow. So you love it.
I don't actually enjoy watching it. It's a chore to watch. Do you find this about your teen shows that you watch?
No. I love all of my teen shows. There are shows that are like a chore to watch, though, sometimes, I feel like.
Oh, what I was going to say, I've committed to watching all these episodes.
Uh-huh.
How long until, like... You know, the ratings of something or either Riverdale or another show. And it's like suddenly the Flash shows up in Riverdale and turns things upside down.
They're different universes.
I know, but at some point they don't care.
Well, I would expect sooner.
How the hell did Urkel get all the way from freaking Chicago to San Francisco to the Tanner's backyard on Full House?
It was a jetpack, I believe.
Yeah, that's true.
And the bigger question is, why didn't they? To this day, I don't understand why there wasn't an Urkel-Balky scene with a crossover between Family Matters and Perfect
they
Strangers.
They were in the straight-up same universe.
Mrs. Winslow worked
in the elevator.
Yeah. No, she worked in the mailroom. Balky worked in the mailroom.
Yeah, I think she was the elevator operator.
No, I don't think so.
On
Maybe.
Perfect Strangers? I'll bet you $1,000, Tom.
Maybe. I got confused when they got a new office.
We need to make more high-stakes bets on this show.
I was going to say, I would sooner expect that Archie's going to do, like, Afterlife with Archie, where he dies, or, like, the zombies. There was, like, an Archie where there were zombies. I could see them doing that stuff.
So far, Tom, just to update you on the investigation.
Uh-huh. They still haven't solved this murder.
No, Tom, and I don't think they will until... You know what? This is very Veronica Mars-ish. That's what I was going for.
Oh, okay. But you love Veronica Mars.
I do, but this listen, Archie Andrews, you are no Veronica Mars.
Well, yeah, I guess that's... Is there anybody in the show actively trying to solve this case?
Yeah, the sheriff.
Oh, yeah, but the sheriff's not sexy,
it's
it
more,
sounds like.
Oh, I'll tell you who. Cheryl Blossom and her parents...
Oh, but you said that she's, I mean, that makes sense if they weren't trying to solve.
Yeah, but she's being mean about it. But at one point, she's a suspect. At one point, everybody's a suspect. Everybody's got a motive here.
Right.
I don't know how much more I should say.
Yeah, it's confusing because I would think like a show about, I mean, I guess the show's not called Archie. It's called Riverdale. But, you know, Archie's the protagonist.
Archie, by far... Worst guy on the whole show.
I was going to say,
stinks.
I would think if I was going to watch a show about Archie, but it was a murder mystery, I'd be like, oh, okay, well, then Archie's going to be the one trying to solve the case, of course.
Yeah.
But it sounds like that's not the case.
No,
Archie's
more,
just hiding evidence.
Yeah, he's more wrapped up in, number one, having sex with his teacher.
Uh-huh.
Number two, his emo rock and roll career and trying to collaborate with Josie and the Pussycats and getting rebuffed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he makes inroads eventually. And number three...
Oh, Tim, you said there'd be no spoilers.
Number three, having a difficult relationship with his single father, Luke Perry. That's what he's most interested in.
How much nudity is in this show?
Lots.
Oh, wow.
Near constant.
For network television, that's surprising.
Yeah. It's Dennis Franz on NYPD Blue times 1,000.
Oh, so just a lot of butts.
Yeah. But again, it's only Mr. Weatherby.
Oh, that's, well, that's disappointing.
The aforementioned least attractive person in the
movie. Has Archie hooked up with Betty or Veronica yet?
Yes.
Mm.
In the pilot, which you saw.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess I wasn't paying attention. Which one?
Veronica.
Oh, the new girl in town.
Yeah, 7 minutes in heaven situation. They were, it might have been Reggie. No, it was that scoundrel Cheryl Blossom made them do it.
7 minutes in heaven. So there was like a party after her brother died?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that don't add up about Cheryl Blossom. Also, Jason Blossom was dating Betty Cooper's older sister, who, when the show begins, we're not sure where she's at. She's been sent away. So everybody's got a motive here.
The 7 minutes in heaven, do they show the whole thing?
What do you mean?
The whole seven minutes?
Yeah. No, I don't know if it was in real time.
They,
it wasn't like
they cut to a commercial in between.
They kissed. They made out, Tom. I think your leering pervert routine is really unsettling to me, and I would assume and hope many listeners.
Well, if it's unsettling to you, imagine how unsettling it would be to the teens in Riverdale.
Yeah, well, it did make some waves, Tom.
What did?
They're 7 minutes in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Up.
Well, yeah. Everybody's gossiping.
Yeah.
Although I would think most people would be gossiping about the kid who showed up dead.
Yeah. I mean, that does. You know what? I don't know. Because in these shows where it's like there's been more and more like Veronica Mars,
mm-hmm.
Riverdale. I assume this happens in other things. But like in like movies and stuff when like there's a murder.
Mm-hmm.
Even like Scream and stuff, would like picture our high school and if somebody had gotten murdered there,
mm-hmm.
like we'd all still have to keep going to school.
Yeah.
And then like eventually people would like start making jokes about it, right? Mm-hmm. Especially if it's an ongoing investigation or whatever. You got this like gallows humor and everybody's like a little nervous.
Yeah.
Like how.
Is there a lot of gallows humor in Riverdale?
Yeah. There's a lot of like, you know, black humor about what happened, right? Mm. And people are scared because there's a murderer afoot.
Yeah, murderer on the loose.
But like, how do you think that's unrealistic in these things, or do you think that's kind of how it would shake out in real life?
It depends on how popular this kid was, the kid who got killed.
Yeah, he was pretty popular. He had it all. He was the previous captain of the football team.
Ah, and also a redhead.
Yeah.
Just like Archie. If this whole thing ends and it was Archie just the executioner style blew a hole in somebody's head, that's going to, that doesn't bode well for a second season.
No, I mean, that would be the ballsiest thing of all, write Archie off the Riverdale show.
Yeah.
That would keep me tuning in because it's unsettling. This guy's red hair just doesn't, I don't buy it.
Yeah.
It's a good show. Betty is the protagonist, I've decided. And I think the writers decided around like episode two, like, and is the most likable character.
I remember watching the pilot and thinking Betty was like a very likable.
Yeah.
Very
she's a good actress too.
Actress.
Like she's
yeah.
I think we'll be seeing more of this young woman whose name I don't know.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? This girl, she's got it. She's going places.
All right, if you like the show, you can...
Oh, that's
this
it?
Show.
We're all done?
Yeah, we're all done.
If people think... like Riverdale, they can find it on TV.
Yeah, don't buy it from Amazon. But if you do buy it from Amazon, buy it from tcgte.com/Amazon. It brings you the same Amazon you know and love. We get a little bit kickback at no cost to you. Now do the rest, Tom. You can buy anything there, too.
Yeah.
It's the everything store. Let me tell you about it.
You can also support the show by going to tcgt.com/pledge, where you can sign up to our Patreon, where you can get fun bonuses like weekly episodes of Fast Food Friday and other stuff. You can also...
If you want to hear more of our thoughts about what we would steal from McDonald's in a heist, be sure to sign up there.
Boy, have we got a place for you. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Complete Guide. Follow us on Twitter, @Complete Guide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, @TomReynolds.
You can follow me on those things, @YourPalTim.
And you can check out our Reddit at reddit.com/r/TCGTE.
That's my favorite thing. You guys should go there. I don't understand Reddit, but this is a very nice thing.
Tim, you sound like Betty.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. I'm too concerned with, solving murders. Yeah. Betty's a little concerned about who murdered this kid, too. She's just got a good heart, Tom.
I mean, I always liked that. You know what? To be honest, I like Betty and Veronica.
Yeah. Veronica just seems kind of mean. Too many people are mean on the show. I thought Archie, the whole gang, was like... At its core, like, everybody's kind of nice.
Yeah.
That is not the case here in Riverdale in 2017.
Are they mean to each other or
just
outsiders?
Yeah, they're mean to everybody. Yeah, there are no real outsiders.
Hmm.
Yeah, just mean across the board. You should wait until you meet Jughead's dad.
Jughead has a dad?
Yeah, there's apparently a biker gang in Riverdale, like a dangerous, like, stabbing biker gang.
How big is this town supposed to be?
Changes based on what's convenient to the plot that week.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have any other things that we
think
had to...
those are all the things to plug, Tim? All
right. I'm hot on Riverdale.
All right. Well, that's good. You know what, Tim? In the beginning, you were like, I don't think I really like it anymore. I regret giving Jeff Bezos all this money, but I'm glad to hear you've come around.
I feel like I talked more on this episode than like I have on any other episode of this show.
No, that's why it was a good role reversal.
I'm passionate about the Riverdale gang.
You explain something to me, which is rare because I know a lot of
You're
stuff.
You're very, very smart,
you
man.
You are very
well respected,
ignorant.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.